I must keep my voice low, Gregor. Low as the October wind curling under the bridge, for I am not yet prepared to summon the full spectacle of a press conference. Not yet. Someday, perhaps, somewhere unconventional, poetic even. Perhaps beside those great silver round cylinders by the Quesnel Freeway, gleaming like modern relics of a civilization that once believed in chrome and hope. Please note the word selection. Cylinders. Got that. Cylinders. Not the B word. There, I might make my proclamation. And mark the word, sir. Proclamation. To the world. Should you, or anyone, take umbrage at the grandeur of that choice, I'll offer an apology purely for sport. Sincere? Hardly. But it sounds deliciously civil, doesn't it? I have to whisper this, because my discernment began Saturday night. Rogers Place. East end of the arena. Mere ticks. Or as Connor Halley would puff, seconds. The exact timing? Immaterial. What mattered, dear listener, was the theater before 16,000 souls. Yes, I counted every one, though foolishly forgot to write it down. I fully subscribe, without pause, to that one shot. That slow, drifting puck from the right point. Soft as a sigh. Harmless to the eye, yet cruel in consequence. 3 nights ago, Stuart Skinner stops it in his sleep. It turned into a jarring V nightmare replayed in real time. But then, Saturday night, a different goaltender handled the same type of shot. From the right point, it was dealt with calm, certain, controlled. 15 shots faced, 15 turned aside with quiet defiance. No flash, no drama, just competence with conviction. And so, as the echoes fade through Rogers Place, the question no longer whispers. It roars to ask, is it time to turn the crease, the confidence, and the cause to Calvin Pickard? 2-minute warning. Gregor, Halley, Tate. Weekdays. Sports. 1440.